From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Korva Coleman. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Monday, June 16th, 2008. I cannot offer you gold from the Andes, silks from the Orient, or Rachel Martin from Idaho for another week, but I do give you Ms. Korva Coleman. Hello, Korva.
Hello, Mike. I'll do my best to fill in.
Tell the kids, you know, kids hear the Korva Coleman. They say she must know everything, but who's the real Korva behind the Coleman? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
The one who left the underwear in the washer before she left the house this morning. Does that count?
That would be, in one sentence, way too much information. No, I'm fine with underwears and washers. That's great. So, Korva Coleman, underwear issues. That's all you need to know. On the show today, by the way, in your many, many years of being introduced as a newscaster, has that phrase ever come up? Underwear issues? During the Clinton impeachment, I guess.
We'll just leave it at that, yes.
Okay. On the show today, our weekly political conversation with the good folks at Politico.com. Barack Obama is admonishing absentee fathers in the black community. John McCain admonishing Barack Obama over his position on the surge in Iraq. It's a weekend of admonishment. Producer Ian Chillag set out to spend an entire week doing whatever advertising told him to do. 250 McDonald's hamburgers later, he's here to give us a report. And is Google making us stupid? Yeah, I'm going to, definite maybe. But you know, I'm going to argue with it. It'll be a constructive argument. And after the argument, a definitive answer will be given. That was based on an article in the Atlantic Monthly. Great conversation coming up. And we will get today's headlines in just a minute. But first... summer in Europe, the Grand Tour, a time-honored tradition for college grads, recent retirees, and young lovers, and from time to time, leaders of the free world. President Bush is wrapping up a tour of Europe. Today's the UK leg of the trip. He's also been to Germany, Italy, France, and Slovenia. This will likely be his last trip to Europe before leaving office. What's notable is what you didn't hear much of this time, namely this.
Bush left!
Well, those were anti-Bush protesters in London in 2003. Hundreds of thousands hit the streets then to protest the war in cities all over Europe when President Bush came to town. This time, more like hundreds. It's not that Europeans suddenly have fallen for the president. He is still unpopular there, but he's on his way out, and would-be protesters know it. NPR's Don Gagne noticed this as he traveled with the president.
I was here about a year, not quite, after the Iraq War started, in London, in virtually the exact same place I'm talking to you from right now.
Mm-hmm.
On a weekday, 100,000 people showed up to protest the war and the president's mere presence in this city.
Wow.
Today, I just went for a stroll, and I barely even saw a police officer, not a single protester. And it was the same in every other city we've been in on this trip. Ljubljana, Berlin, Rome, there were maybe hundreds of people out there protesting. But I can tell you, I couldn't find him.
Protesters or not, there was still business to be done at the top of the president's agenda, Iran. A big focus on the trip was to round up European support for getting tougher on Iran. European ears certainly perked up when he said this in Germany.
My first choice, of course, is to solve this diplomatically. All options are on the table.
All options on the table sounds harsh to European ears because it leaves open the possibility of military action. President Bush did get support from the European Union for tighter sanctions against Iranian banks. But leaders there are still wary of another war in the Mideast. Western governments offered Iran new incentives to stop enriching uranium. Iran quickly said no thanks. President Bush expressed disappointment about it in France.
I'm disappointed that the leaders rejected this generous offer out of hand. It's an indication to the Iranian people that their leadership is willing to isolate them further.
The president returns home today. In the meantime, Europeans are looking ahead to the next grand tourist in chief. According to a survey released late last week by the Pew Global Attitudes Project, about two-thirds of Western European countries surveyed believe U.S. foreign policy will, quote, change for the better after the president is sworn in at the end of next year. It will be at the end of this year, a new president sworn in January. You can get more on all of the stories at npr.org. But now a bit of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.